require you to recommend in the name of your company to a friend. Now, I want someone at this table over here, I'm going to get you guys all nervous, tell me, why would that question be able to predict profitability for your company? Now, you got to talk loud if it's the right answer. If it's the wrong answer, just, yeah, speak softly. Why do you guys think that that question right there would predict profitability of any other question they could ask?
Did we meet or exceed the expectations of the customer based on either our marketing aspect or our sales aspect combined with operations? Was the whole experience worthwhile for the customer?
Right. So much so, because there's satisfaction, right? And usually when customers are satisfied, they don't tell nobody. It's only when they have an amazing experience that they go out and tell people, right? So if they meet those requirements, but to the point where they were actually be able or likely to recommend, that is a high indicator of customer loyalty. And customer loyalty equals profitability. Because what is customer loyalty? What's the most important sell in a business? Right, Howard. It's not the first sell. And you spend a lot of money to get that first sell. But it's not the most important sell in your business. The second sell is the most important sell in your business. Because if you can't get that first sell to come back and repeat it, then what? You've wasted a bunch of money. Unless you made like $40,000 on that first sell. That's a good one. Like a pool company, you make that first sell, that's good. Right? But if you're not in a super high transaction value business, then you better have repeat sales from the same customer. That's customer loyalty. And if you don't have customer loyalty, what happens to your marketing costs? Boom. Why? Because the average cost of an acquired customer goes up. So, the average cost of a lifetime customer, if you have high loyalty, should go way down, right? Because in every visit, the I'm getting technical on you guys, but the cost of your of getting that person goes down incrementally. Do you understand that principle? That's very important. How likely are you to recommend company X to friends? So that would be good to include in your surveys, but the only reason I say that to you is because this underscores the importance of one thing, one marketing method, which is, why are we all here today? Yeah. Referral marketing. This underscores the importance of referral marketing to your business. Okay, and this was with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. It's a massive company. So do you think they care about referrals? And repeat customers? And loyal customers? Let's see what they say about loyal customers. Let me see if I can read it. Taylor and his senior team had figured out a way to measure and manage customer loyalty without the complexity of traditional customer surveys. Every month, Enterprise polled its customers using just two simple questions. One about the quality of their rental experience, and the other about the likelihood that they would rent from the company again. Because the process was so simple, it was fast. That allowed the company, anyways, this was all about surveys, but it really underscores the importance of referral marketing in your business. And we already talked about customer loyalty and just how important that is, all right? We've got to have community. Howard will drill this into your brains because the what underscores community is loyalty. And loyalty are repeat customers. And that equals profitability. In my world, in the direct marketing world, they say the money's in the list, but the big money's in the back end. All right? And you guys know what I mean by back end? Okay, so what did Howard teach you this morning? What's the first thing you want to offer somebody? a free trial offer.